BYU News, do you know that Turkey's foreign minister has asked his Russian counterpart to press Armenia to abide by the terms of a Russian-brokered truce in Nagorno-Karabakh? The Turkish foreign ministry is saying this on Sunday. The ceasefire clinched after marathon talks in Moscow, which were advocated by Russian President Vladimir Putin, were meant to halt fighting to allow ethnic Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh and Azeri forces to swap prisoners and war dead. In a statement, Turkey's foreign ministry strongly condemned an Armenian missile attack on Ganja, Azerbaijan's second largest city, on Sunday morning. Turkey is a close ally of Azerbaijan. Iran has registered 251 new COVID-19 deaths in the past 24 hours, a record daily toll, the health ministry said on Sunday. This as the total number of identified cases rose above 500,000 in the worst hit country in the Middle East. A ministry spokeswoman told state TV that the latest toll took the number of deaths to more than 28,500. There were 3,822 new cases, she added. Malaysia reported 561 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, the bulk of them in Sabah state, which has already seen a large increase in infections over the past few weeks. The new cases raise Malaysia's cumulative tally to 15,657 cases. According to the health ministry, there were two new deaths reported, raising the fatality toll to 157. Brazil's count of COVID-19 deaths has surpassed 150,000, despite signs the pandemic is slowly retreating in Latin America's largest nation. The Brazilian health ministry reported late Saturday that the death toll now stands at 158,198.